Losing a loved one is one thing. Having them taken away by armed men in government uniforms, never to be seen again, is quite another. That's what's happened to hundreds of Mexicans, according to a new report by Human Rights Watch. The report documents 249 cases over the past 6 years of Mexico's drug war under former President Felipe Calderón. It says these are known cases that the government has failed to investigate properly. But the report suggests the total number of disappearances in Mexico during that time could be much higher. We'll hear about one specific case in detail in a few minutes, but first, for an overview, I'm joined by the report's author, Nick Steinberg. Nick, disappearance is kind of a terrible euphemism. You mean these people are most likely taken away and killed, correct?
Well, not necessarily killed. What we know in these cases is that the people were taken against their will. Now, in many cases, signs point to these people having been executed, but we don't know where their remains are. We don't know what happened to them or who's responsible.
And who are these victims? Are they other narco traffickers?
You know, the line of the previous government was that 90% of the victims are narcos taken by other narcos. But what we realized in our investigation is that these victims were people without any criminal records. So this line that these were criminals taken by other criminals is totally unsubstantiated.
Well, okay, so you're saying they're basically just regular folk. Why then would they be taken?
Well, you know, we've been able in some cases to piece together what the motive was for people being disappeared. For example, we have a case from a state called Nuevo León, and it involved four young men, actually one of whom was 17 years old, a minor, who were picked up by local police and never seen again. We know they were picked up by local police because we talked to several witnesses in this case, and in fact, the police themselves have conceded that they were in police detention for a time. Now, in our investigation of this case, working with the family, what we've been able to determine was that these guys were picked up because one of them had an argument in a bar where they had been earlier over their bill with the owner. And the owner called in a favor to an organized crime group, and the organized crime group said to the police, go get us these guys. These are the kinds of very petty and small motives that can lead to people being disappeared by security forces working hand in hand with organized crime. And it's a very sinister relationship because imagine if your brother or son or daughter is disappeared and they're disappeared by police, where do you go for help?
So is there the contention then that this is all sanctioned by the government? Or are these acts of rogue groups and individuals within the security forces?
It's difficult for us to establish that there are orders in cases to carry out these disappearances. But we can say two things. One is that if you never investigate the cases, even the cases where there's strong evidence that state agents have participated, the message that you send to your military and your police is, do whatever you need to do in the name of security, and you'll never be punished. And I would add that there are some cases where there's such a degree of coordination in the action by security forces, such as a case of 20 separate disappearances that we have carried out by the Navy in 2 months in the north of the country, that it's impossible to imagine that these operations could be carried out without higher-ups knowing. And those cases are even more alarming because they cut against this idea that, you know, these are isolated cases, that they're exceptional, and they involve a few bad actors.